Bali Tshuva, the highlights of Judaism, the Bali Tshuva, what really clinches them changing their course of life, their path in life, is, has always been, the Shabbos table. Come Friday night, you can tell them as many, they can listen to lectures on the theory and the Shabbos and Torah, Misinai, and everything else. And yeah, and this is the Jewish people, and this is our privilege, and this is what we're, etc., etc. But there's nothing like the Shabbos table. Is it the taste of the gefilte fish? Is it the chicken soup? Is it the... What is it? Is it the warm challahs? What is it that does it? It isn't that. It's not the food. Although Chazal say in pizza el bachilo shasir, but it isn't the food that does it. What is it that does it? It's the atmosphere. What is it? What is the atmosphere that does it? How do we make successful Shabbos table of our own? What is it that makes it special? And I want to put in various ingredients into the Shabbos table, which electrifies people who come from outside. And we from inside, we have a power, we have an absolute diamond and a jewel every Friday night, every Shabbos, that we don't fully appreciate because we take it for granted. So a Shabbos table, what makes the Shabbos table so special, what enhances it, is a couple of ingredients. First thing I would say, that it is an atmosphere of simcha, of relaxation. You relax together, and what I warn you is the don'ts: fall asleep. Falling asleep at the Shabbos table is an absolute killer. But the relaxation is that the family is able to bond together and to concentrate on tachlis, on what things are really about. And how do you manage that? It is, if we sit back and we allow our wives to serve as if they are a shipcha, as if they are the maid, and the children sit back and are restless, and they sit back and say, well, no, come on already, I want to go and play. So then there is no cohesion, there's no nothing at all. Our wives, the purpose of the Friday night, the Shabbos, is to help. If we're all involved in helping, the children are involved in clearing the table, children involved in laying the table, the children will never get involved in doing that unless they see us, the husbands, doing that as well. When they see that we do it, then they say, come on, let's join in, everyone do it together. It is something that we're building something together. We are helping prepare, we're laying it, we're serving it, we're clearing it, all together as a unit. This is something valuable that we're putting together as a unit. What else happens at the Shabbos table? Hakaras HaTov. That we stand, this is an appreciation for what our wives have worked tremendously hard to prepare, but not just our wives. If there's Hakaras HaTov to family members who've been part of it, the children have helped, make a big fuss. Wow, this one, whoever it is, laid the table, whoever it is, helped prepare, the other one has helped for Shabbos. It is a team effort. You make the thing together. Then you've got the family together. It is a teamwork you're doing together. When you've got the teamwork, you've got the cohesion, you've got the relaxation, you've got the simcha, you've got something where the children can turn around and say, what's the best day of the week? Try this. Ask your kids, what is the best day of the week? If they don't say Shabbos, we've got a problem. Shabbos has to be the best day of the week. It has to be the day that they look forward to. And the very highlight of the Shabbos should be the Shabbos table. They're not old enough yet, so really, to see the highlight of the Shabbos is davening in shul. The highlight of Shabbos is learning, burning the midnight oil and learning. They're not up to that. But Shabbos, when you come around the Shabbos table, wow, this is a special day. What's so special? Because they get the time to say a Dvar Torah and everyone listens. They get the opportunity to say a Dvar Torah and everyone says, wow, that's amazing. They get the opportunity to help and they say, wow, this is incredible. Everyone gets that is what builds the Shabbos table. The Shabbos table is built round Dvar Torah that the children say, Dvar Torah that the father's prepared something light. It doesn't have to be something heavy, some piece of longus. There has to be something that is interesting, not too long, something nicely prepared, and everyone's together, we're all listening to each other. This is something, a joint effort. I'd also say as well that the very fact that never ever use a Friday night or a Shabbos table as an opportunity to give someone a dressing down. Never tell them off. They may have had a bad week in school, but you've been called by this teacher, that teacher, and there's been real trouble, etc., etc. Shabbos is a time for saying, wow, tremendous kids, amazing. Appreciation to the world. Chas v'shalom, never, ever, ever, ever criticize. We should never criticize our wives, never at all, but certainly not round the Shabbos table. Shabbos table has to be the time that everyone enjoys. And then you build, of course, those who are musical, Zemiris is amazing. Zemiris, if you can get the family going, harmonies, Zemiris going through, everyone together singing the Zemiris. And a little bit, we should know what the Zemiris mean. What are we saying? So if we appreciate what we're saying and we're singing it together, amazing. That is what makes the Shabbos table electric. The kids won't want to leave the table. When do kids want to leave the table? When you have people who are invited to your house who are not really guests. They're social beings. They're there for the social. They don't need an invitation around the table, but you like to socialize with them. So daddy talks to the other daddy, the mummy talks to the other on a good day, and then the kids just run around, because no one's interested in them, so why should they be interested in the Shabbos table? But if the focus of the Shabbos table is the Kinderlach, good things, wow, amazing, what a lovely Dvar Torah, a special, fantastic. If a child hasn't got a Dvar Torah, find out about that before Shabbos. Prepare a little something with him or with her and bring them to the table with that. So this is the time when they get quality time. That's the time when they matter. What about Achnosas Ochim? So Achnosas Ochim is very much part of what the Shabbos table should be, but real Ochim. People who need an invitation. Especially we've got little children around the table. We shouldn't be using the Shabbos table as a time to socialise. Huge mistake. But you can have people who are unfortunate for whatever reason, either because they haven't got where to eat, or because they have where to eat, but they don't have with whom to eat. These people have them around our table, and let's teach our children how to be mechabed, strangers who come into our home. Let's see how we give them first, before child takes a bit of drink, before child takes a bit of challah, before child takes anything. So we'll train them. You offer the guests first, you offer daddy and mummy first, you offer the guests first. Let them see how to treat. Let the children say when the guest comes in, oh, welcome, thank you for coming. Let the children, even at a young age, please come again. So nice to see you. Looking forward to the next time. Let's get the Kinderlach used to Achnos Sochim. So the focus of the table is still around them, but it's around them appreciating and giving cover to people who are not immediate family members. Even more so if we have. That if you have your parents coming around, so then as well, show them that we give your parents before you. We give them, although the din is that they've got to be mechabed you first, before your parents, but then when you get it, you've got to pass on the portion. So you might as well just give it to them straight away. But these are opportunities where you're focusing at them, it's fun. I would say on the Shabbos table, when I see kids coming to school, they come to school, nowadays hardly, some often you find there are no sandwiches, they don't exist. There's no fruit or anything healthy at all, it's just about 5 packets of nush. So the kids come along with all these packets of stuff. So it comes to the Shabbos table, there's nothing left that you can really treat them with, because they're absolutely sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. My kids tell me, my friends, they cannot absolutely bear. They think, please just give us a bit of your fruit. Stuff anymore in the packet. So when you come to the Shabbos table, what's left? But if you go easy during the week and you save it as a treat for Shabbos, so after this comes a bit, if they said a nice Dvar Torah, if they behaved nicely, if they sang nicely, maybe you want to leave another treat for after benching. I think that's not a brocha. And I think it's not a brocha shein tzricha, because this way they'll bench better, a little treat, extra treat for them if they bench nicely. So reward them next Shabbos. Shabbos is the day when the treats really come out. And the thing, on a weekday, a little bit here, a little bit there, but Shabbos is the day of the treats. That's what happens. You have to eat the main course, you have to eat everything else as well. Fine, have some fruit, everything else. But this is when it happens. Let Shabbos be the day that it all happens. If we do that, and we give focus to these things, and the worst comes to worst, your father is sitting there at the table. You've got to run the table. It isn't quite Seder night, but it's almost Seder night, Friday night. We've got to run the table, give everyone focus, give everyone attention, generous with compliments. Wherever you can find opportunity to compliment, it should be fun. The kids will need to run around. It's okay to have the kids round the table right to the end. It's okay. When is it not okay? As soon as I divert my attention, somebody else starts musing about something else. So that would be the Shabbos table. And I can tell you, if you do it like this, there won't be any time left for anything else. Any talk, Lashon Hara, any weekday talk, any talk that you mustn't talk about on Shabbos, there just won't be time left for it. You run a table like that, incredible fun. It's all focusing on the family members. Everybody feels connected. They're all part of it. And this is what makes the Shabbos table absolutely electric. That's what a Baal Shuvah comes away and says, wow, we don't even have a dining room table in our home. We don't have it. A coffee table's got all the electronics on, and that's the lot. We don't have a dining room table. We've never seen anything like this. When everyone's together, and everyone's focused, and everyone's that simcha, that ruchnius feel, sort of thing, with incredible. That's what makes it electric. That's what you'd have no trouble. You have no trouble with this one and that one shouting, screaming, and the child. And I, on the contrary, everybody knows. They get the message. They see the example. That a Shabbos table is a time to be generous with one's compliments, with simcha, with divrei Torah, with zmiras. That's what it is. That's the way to do it. And it works. It works. Could you have a crisis? Of course you could. But deal with it. Remember, Shabbos is a time, it should be fun. The time we finish the table, it's great. No problem at all. That's the way. That's the electric, the secret of the Shabbos table. Has everybody done it already? I'm ready. We've got a mini, we should have a mini left over, should we, yeah?
Are you?
Light it up.